Justin Trudeau. Justin Pierre James Trudeau, PC MP, born December 25, 1971, is a Canadian politician who is the 23rd and current Prime Minister of Canada, as well as the leader of the Liberal Party. The second youngest Canadian Prime Minister after Joe Clark, he is also the eldest son of former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, the first child of a previous Prime Minister to hold the post. Trudeau was born in Ottawa and attended College Jean de Brebeuf. He earned a BA in English Literature from McGill University in 1994 and B education from University of British Columbia in 1998. He gained a high profile in October 2000 when he delivered an eulogy at his father's state funeral. After graduating, he worked as a teacher in Vancouver, British Columbia, then studied engineering and began a master's degree in environmental geography. He used his public profile to advocate for various causes and acted in the 2007 TV miniseries The Great War. After becoming more involved in politics after his father's death, Trudeau was elected in the 2008 federal election to represent the riding of Papineau in the House of Commons. In 2009, he was appointed the Liberal Party's critic for youth multiculturalism and following year became a critic for citizenship and immigration. In 2011, he was appointed as critic for secondary education and youth and amateur sport. Trudeau won the leadership of the Liberal Party in April 2013 and went on to lead the party to victory in the 2015 federal election, moving the third-placed Liberal from 36 seats to 184 seats, by the largest ever numerical increase by a party in a Canadian election. Early life. Trudeau was born at 9:27 p.m. EST on Christmas Day at the Ottawa Civic Hospital to Pierre Elliott Trudeau, then 15th Prime Minister of Canada, and Margaret Trudeau, niece and Claire. Like all Canadian hospitals at the time, Ottawa Civic Hospital barred husband from the delivery room, but the board of directors promptly ended the restriction upon Margaret Trudeau's protest. Trudeau is the second child in Canadian history to be born to Prime Minister in office. The first was John A. Macdonald's daughter Margaret Mary Theodora Macdonald, February 8, 1869, January 28, 1933. Trudeau's younger brother Alexander Sacha, born December 25, 1973, and Mitchell, October 2, 1975, November 13, 1998, were the third and fourth. He is predominantly of Scottish and French-Canadian descent. Trudeau's grandfather were businessmen Charles Emile Trudeau and Scottish-born James Sinclair, who served Minister of Fisheries in the cabinet of Prime Minister Louis St. Laurent. Some of his maternal grandmother's ancestors were colonists in Singapore, Indonesia, and Malaysia, including Scotsman William Farquhar, a noted colonial leader of Singapore. Farquhar first wife, Trudeau's fifth great grandmother, Antonietta Nonio Clement, was a daughter of French father and an ethnic Malacan mother, which makes Trudeau the first Canadian Prime Minister to have verified non-European ancestry. Trudeau was christened with his father's niece, Anna Rolio Dennis, as godmother, and his mother's brother-in-law, Thomas Walker, as godfather, in Ottawa's Notre Dame Basilica on the afternoon January 16, 1972, which marked his first public appearance. On April 14, 1972, Trudeau's father and mother hosted a gala at the National Arts Center, where visiting U.S. President Richard M. Nixon said, "I would like to toast the future Prime Minister of Canada to Justin Pierre Trudeau." To which Pierre Elliott Trudeau responded that should his son ever assume the role, he hoped he would have the grace and skill of the president. Early that same day, U.S. First Lady Pat Nixon had come to see him in his nursery to deliver a gift, a stuffed toy Snoopy. His parents separated on May 27, 1977, when Trudeau was 5 years old, with his father having primary custody. There had been repeated rumors of a reconciliation in the public for many years afterwards. But his mother, attorney Mitchell Levin, filed in Toronto to the Supreme Court of Ontario for a non-fault divorce on November 16, 1983, and finalized it on April 2, 1984, with his father publicly announcing his intention to retire as Prime Minister on February 29 of that year. Eventually, his parents came to an amicable joint custody arrangement and learned to get along quite well. Interviewed on October 1979, his nanny Diana Laverne was quoted, "Justin is a mommy's boy, so it is not easy, but children's hearts mend very quickly, and they are lucky kids anyway. Of his mother and father's marriage, Trudeau said in 2009, they loved each other incredibly, passionately, completely, but there was 30 years between them, and my mom never was an equal partner in what encompassed my father's life, his duty, his country. Trudeau has three half-siblings, Kelly and Alicia, from his mother's remarriage, and Sarah from his father-later relationship. Trudeau lived at 24 Success Drive, Ottawa, the official residence of Canada's Prime Minister from his birth until his father's government was defeated in the federal election on May 22, 1979. The Trudeaus were expected to move into the residence of the leader of the official opposition, Stornoway, at 549 Acacia Avenue in Rockleafy Park, but because of flooding in the basement, Prime Minister Joe Clark offered them Harrington Lake, the Prime Minister's official country retreat in Gatineau Park, with expectations that would move into Stornoway at the start of July. However, the repairs were not complete, so Pierre Trudeau took a prolonged vacation with his sons to Nova Scotia, summer's home of his friend MP John Johnston, and later sent his sons to stay with their maternal grandparents in North Vancouver for the rest of the summer while he slept at his friend's Ottawa apartment. Justin and his brothers returned to Ottawa for the start of the school year, but lived only on the top floor of Stornoway while repairs continue on the bottom floor. His mother's purchased and moved into a new house nearby at 95 Queen Victoria Avenue in Ottawa's New Edinburgh in September 1979. The Trudeaus returned to Prime Minister official residence in February 1980 following his father's return to the Prime Ministership. His father originally intended Trudeau to begin his formal education at a French lycée, but Trudeau's mother convinced his father on the importance of sending their sons to a public school. In the end, Trudeau was enrolled in the French immersion program at Rockleafy Park Public School, where he could have been dropped off by limousine, but his parents elected he take the school bus, albeit with an RCMP car following. This was followed by 1 year at the private Lycée Claudel d'Ottawa. After his father's retirement in June 1984, his mother remained at her New Edinburgh home while the rest of the family moved into his father's home at 1418 Pine Avenue, Montreal, known as Corner House, where the following autumn he began attending the private college Jean Brebeuf, his father's alma mater. The school was originally a Jesuit school, but was non-denomination by the time Justin matriculated. In 2008, Trudeau said that all his early family outings he enjoyed camping with his father the most, because that was where our father got to be just our father, a dad in the woods. During the summer, his father would send him and his brothers to Camp Achmeck on Canoe Lake in Algonquin Provincial Park, where he would later work as a camp counselor. Trudeau, then 28, emerged as a prominent figure in October 2000 after delivering an eulogy at his father's state funeral. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, received numerous calls to rebroadcast his speech after its initial transmission, and leading Quebec politician Claude Ryan described it as perhaps the first manifestation of a dynasty. A book issued by the CBC in 2003 included the speech in its list of significant Canadian events from the past 50 years. Trudeau had a Bachelor of Arts degree in Literature from McGill University and Bachelor of Education degree from University of British Columbia. In his first year at McGill, Trudeau became acquainted with Gerald Butts through their mutual friend Jonathan Ablett, and Butts invited Trudeau to join McGill Debating Union. They bonded while driving back to Montreal after a debate tournament at Princeton University, in which Princeton team included Calgary-born Ted Cruz. After graduation, he stayed in Vancouver, and he found substitute work at several local schools and permanent work as a French and math teacher at private West Point Grey Academy, and was roommate at the Douglas Lodge with fellow West Point Grey Academy faculty member and friend Christopher Ingvaldson. From 2002 to 2004, he studied engineering at the École Polytechnique de Montréal, a part of the University of Montreal. He also started a master's degree in environmental geography at McGill University before suspending his program to seek public office. In 2007, Trudeau started in two-part CBC miniseries The Great War, which gave an account of Canada's participation in the First World War. He portrayed Talbot Mercer Papineau, who was killed on October 30, 1917, during the Battle of Passchendaele. Trudeau is one of several children of former prime ministers who have become Canadian media personalities. The others are Ben Mulroney, son of Brian Mulroney, Catherine Clark, daughter of Joe Clark, and Trudeau's younger brother, Alexander. Ben Mulroney was a guest at Trudeau's wedding. Advocacy. Trudeau has used his public status to promote various causes. He and his family started a Kokanee Glacier Alpine campaign for winter sports safety in 2000, 2 years after his brother Mitchell Trudeau died in an avalanche during a ski trip. In 2002, Trudeau criticized the British Columbia government's decision to stop its funding for a public avalanche warning system. Trudeau chaired the Katimavik Yacht Program, a project started by a longtime family friend, Jacques Hébert, from 2002-2006. In 2002-2003, he was a panelist on CBC Radio Canada Reach series, where he championed the colony of unrequited dreams by Wayne Johnston. Trudeau and his brother Alexander inaugurated the Trudeau Center for Peace and Conflict Studies at the University of Toronto in April 2004. The center later became a part of the Monk School of Global Affairs. In 2006, he hosted the Giller Prize for Literature. In 2005, Trudeau fought against the proposed 100 million zinc mine that he argued would poison the Nahanni River, a United Nations World Heritage Site located in Northwest Territories. He was quoted as saying, "The river is an absolutely magnificent, magical place. I'm not saying mining is wrong, but that is not the place for it. It is just the wrong thing to be doing." On October 17, 2006, Trudeau was the master of ceremonies at the Toronto Rally, organized by Romeo Dallaire, that called for Canadian participation in resolving the Darfur crisis. Political beginnings. Trudeau supported the Liberal Party from a young age, offering his support to party leader John Turner in 1988 federal election. 2 years later, he defended Canadian federalism at a student event at the Collège Jean de Brébeuf, an elite high school which he attended. Following his father's death, Trudeau became more involved with the Liberal Party throughout the 2000s. Along with Olympian Charmaine Crooks, he co-hosted a tribute to outgoing Prime Minister Jean Chrétien at the party's 2003 leadership convention and was later appointed to chair a task force on yacht renewal after the party's defeat in 2006 federal election. In October 2006, Trudeau criticized Quebec nationalism by describing political nationalism generally as an old idea from 19th century based on a smallness of thought and not relevant to modern Quebec. This comment was seen as a criticism of Michel Ignatieff, then a candidate in the 2006 Liberal Party leadership election, who was promoting recognition of Quebec as a nation. Trudeau subsequently wrote a public letter on the subject, describing the idea of Quebec nationhood as an against everything my father ever believed. Trudeau announced his support for leadership candidate Gerard Kennedy shortly before 2006 convention and introduced Kennedy during the candidate's final speeches. When Kennedy dropped off after the second ballot, Trudeau joined him in supporting the ultimate winner, Stephanie Dion. Rumors circulated in early 2007 that Trudeau would run in by election in the Montreal riding of outer Mont. However, the Montreal newspaper La Presse reported, despite Trudeau's keenness, Liberal leader Stephanie Dunne wanted outer Mont for a star candidate who could help rebuild the Liberal Party, so he instead announced that Trudeau would seek the Liberal nomination in the nearby riding of Papineau for the next general election. The riding, which had once been held for 26 straight years by André Ouellet, a senior minister under his father, had been in Liberal hands for 53 years before falling to the Bloc Quebecers in 2006. Trudeau faced off against Murray Darroze, a Montreal city councillor, and Basilio Giordano, the publisher of a local Italian language newspaper, for the Liberal nomination. On April 29, 2007, he easily won the party's nomination, picking up 690 votes to 350 for Darroze and 220 for Giordano. In opposition, 2008-2015, Prime Minister Stephen Harper called an election on October 14, 2008, by which time Trudeau had been campaigning for a year in Papineau. On election day, Trudeau narrowly defeated Bloc Quebecers incumbent Vivian Barbotte. Following his election win, Edward Greenspan, editor-in-chief of the Globe and Mail, noted that Trudeau would be viewed, as few other Rockies MPs are, as a potential future prime minister, and scrutinize it through that lens. The Conservative Party won a minority government in 2008 election, and Trudeau entered parliament as a member of the official opposition. Trudeau was the first member of the 40th Parliament of Canada to introduce a private member's motion in which he called for a national voluntary service policy for young people. The proposal won support from parliamentarians across party lines. He later co-chaired the Liberal Party's April 2009 National Convention in Vancouver, and in October of the same year, he was appointed as the party's critic for multiculturalism and youth. In September 2010, he was reassigned as a critic for youth, citizenship and immigration. He was critical of the Harper's government legislation targeting human smuggling, which he argued would penalize the victims of smuggling. He encouraged an increase of Canada's relief efforts after 2010 Haiti earthquake and sought more accessible immigration procedures for Haitians moving to Canada in the time of crisis. His own riding includes a significant Haitian community. Trudeau was re-elected in Papineau in 2011 Canadian federal election as the Liberal Party fell to third party standing in the House of Commons with only 34 seats. Ignatieff resigned as the party leader immediately after the election, and rumors again circulated that Trudeau could run to become his successor. On this occasion, Trudeau said, "I don't feel I should be closing off any options. Because of the history packaged into my name, a lot of people are turning to me in a way that, to be blunt, concerns me." Weeks after the election, Toronto MP Bob Rae was selected to serve as an interim leader until the party's leadership convention, which was later decided to be held in April 2013. Rae appointed Trudeau as the party's critic for post-secondary education, youth and amateur sport. After his re-election, he traveled the country hosting fundraisers for charities and the Liberal Party. Trudeau wanted to take part in the charity boxing match on behalf of the cancer research fundraising event Fight for Cure, but was having difficulty finding a Conservative opponent until Conservative Senator Patrick Brazeau agreed when asked on Trudeau's behalf by their mutual hairdresser Stefania Capovilla. The fight on March 31, 2012, in Ottawa at the Hampton INN was broadcast live on Sun News with commentary by Ezra Levant and Brian Lilly, and Trudeau won in the third round, the result considered an upset. Liberal Party leadership. Early speculation. After Dion's resignation as Liberal leader in 2008, Trudeau's name was mentioned as a potential candidate to succeed him, with polls showing him as a favorite among Canadians for the position. However, he did not enter the race, and Ignatieff was later acclaimed as leader in December 2008. After the party's poor showing in 2011 election, Ignatieff resigned from the leadership and Trudeau was again seen as a potential candidate to lead the party. Following the election, Trudeau said he was undecided about seeking the leadership. Months later, on October 12, at Wilfrid Laurier University, he announced he would not seek the post because he had a young family. When interim leader Rae, who was also seen as a front runner, announced he would not be entering the race in June 2012, Trudeau was hit with a tsunami of calls from supporters to reconsider his early decision to not seek the leadership. Opinion polling conducted by several pollsters showed that if Trudeau were become leader, the Liberal Party would surge in support, from distant third place to either being competitive with the Conservative Party or leading them. In July 2012, Trudeau stated that he would reconsider his early decision to not seek the leadership and would announce his final decision at the end of the summer. 2013 leadership election. On September 26, 2012, multiple media outlets started reporting that Trudeau would launch his leadership bid the following week. While Trudeau was seen as a frontrunner for the leadership of the Liberal Party, he was criticized for his perceived lack of substance. During his time as a member of parliament, he spoke little on policy matters and was not known where he stood on many issues such as economy and foreign affairs. Some strategists and pundits believed the leadership is the time for Trudeau to be tested on these issues. However, there was also fear within the party that this celebrity status and large lead may deter other strong candidates from entering the leadership race. On October 2, 2012, Trudeau held a rally in Montreal to launch his bid for the leadership of the Liberal Party. The core people on his campaign team are considered longtime friends and all in their 30s and 40s. His senior advisor is Gerald Butts, the former president of WWF Canada, who previously served as principal secretary to ex-Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty. Other senior aides include campaign manager Katie Telford and policy advisors Mike McNair and Robert Asselin, who have all worked for recent Liberal Party leaders. His brother Alexandro also took a break from his documentary work to be senior advisor on Trudeau's campaign. During the leadership campaign, three by-elections were held on November 26, 2012. The riding Calgary Centre was expected to be a three-way race between the Conservatives, Liberals, and Green Party. A week before by-election day, Sun Media reported on comments Trudeau had made a 2010 interview with Télé-Québec, in which he said, "Canada is not doing well right now because it's Albertans who control our community and social democratic agenda." Trudeau's campaign advisor said that comments were being brought up now because of the close race in Calgary Centre. The following day, Trudeau apologized, saying he was wrong to use Alberta as a shorthand in reference to Stephen Harper's government. The Conservatives held onto Ontario Centre in by-election by less than 1,200 votes. Liberal candidate Harvey Locke said he lost by the by-election on his own and that comments made by Trudeau did not influence the outcome. Fellow leadership candidate Mark Garneau, seen as Trudeau's main challenger in the race, criticized Trudeau for not releasing enough substantial policy positions. Garneau called on him to release more detailed policies before members and supporters begin to vote. Garneau later challenged Trudeau to a one-on-one debate and said that if Trudeau could not defend his ideas in the debate against him, he would be able to do so against Prime Minister Harper. Trudeau clashed in debate with challenger Joyce Murray, who was the only Liberal leadership candidate to speak out strongly in favor of electing the House of Commons with a system of proportional representation. She challenged Trudeau over his support for a preferential bailout voting system. On March 13, 2013, Garneau dropped out of the leadership race, saying that polling conducted by his campaign showed he would be unable to defeat Trudeau. With Joyce Murray, the last challenger, receiving significant press time, more liberal politicians and public figures declared themselves for Trudeau. Trudeau was declared the winner of the leadership election on April 14, 2013, gathering 80.1% of 30,800 votes. Joyce Murray finished in second place with 10.2 percentage points ahead of Martha Hall Finlay's 5.7%. Trudeau had lost only five ridings, all to Murray and all in BC. Leadership 2013-15. Polls conducted during the leadership race showed that support for the Liberals would surge if they were led by Trudeau. Days after winning his party leadership, a poll showed that Liberal Party was the choice of 43% of the respondents. This compared to 30% of the governing Conservatives and 90% of the official opposition New Democrats. According to EKOS Politics, in October 2013, Trudeau's approval numbers improved to 48-29 approval-disapproval. Thomas Mulcair's jumped to a slight lead, 50-25, while Stephen Harper's rating sank to 24-69. In December 12, 2013, ECAS poll showed that Liberal preferred by 32.1% of voters and Conservatives by 26.2%, NDP 22.9%. Likely voters estimated removing those who did not vote in 2011 moved the parties into logjam. Liberals 29.1%, Conservatives 28.5%, NDP 27.2%. In 2013, Justin Trudeau chose to give up his seat at the funeral of Nelson Mandela in deference to Irwin Kotler, a representative of the Liberal Party of Canada, because of Kotler's work for and with Nelson Mandela in fighting apartheid. During the leadership campaign, Trudeau pledged to park all his assets, exclusive of real estate holdings, into a blind trust, which is atypical for opposition MPs, including leaders. According to the documents obtained by the Ottawa Citizen, he fulfilled the pledge in July 2013, when the blind trust was set up by BMO Private Banking. On January 27, 2014, Trudeau and MP Carolyn Bennett escorted Chrystia Freeland into the House of Commons, as it's traditional for by-election victors. Trudeau launched an internet video the week before the 2014 Liberal Party convention titled "An Economy That Benefits Us All," in which he narrates his economic platform. He said that Canada's debt-to-GDP ratios have come down in recent years, and now it is time for Ottawa to step up. 2015 federal election. On October 19, 2015, after the longest official campaign in our century, Trudeau led the Liberals to a decisive victory in the federal election. The Liberals won 184 of the 338 seats with 39.5% of the popular votes for a strong majority government, a gain of 150 seats compared to 2011 federal election. This was the second best performance in the party's history. The Liberals won mostly on the strength of solid performance in the eastern half of the country. In addition to taking all of Atlantic Canada and Toronto, they won 40 seats in Quebec, the most that Liberals had won in that province since Trudeau's father led them to a near sweep of the province in 1980. And also the first time since then that Liberals won a majority of Quebec seats in an election. The 150 seats gain was the biggest numerical increase for a single party since Confederation and marked the first time that the party had rebounded from the third place in the Commons to a majority government. In addition to the appeal of his party's platform, Trudeau's success has been credited to his performance both on the campaign trail and televised election debates exceeded the lavish expectation created by conservative advertisements and conservative media outlets. Trudeau declared the victory shortly after CBC News projected that he had won a majority government. He began his speech with a reference to Wilfrid Laurier, Sunny Ways, approach to bringing Canadians together despite their differences. According to Trudeau, Laurier knew that politics can be a positive force, and that is the message Canadians have sent today. Harper announced his resignation as the head of the Conservative Party that night. Prime Minister of Canada. Trudeau and the rest of the cabinet were sworn in by Governor General David Johnston on November 4, 2015. He said that his first legislative priority will be to lower taxes for middle-income Canadians and raise taxes for the top 1% of income earners after Parliament is reconvened on December 3, 2015. Trudeau also issued a statement promising to rebuild relationship with Indigenous people and run an open, ethical, and transparent government. On November 5, 2015, during the first Liberal caucus meeting since forming a majority government, the party announced that it would reinstate the mandatory long-form census that had been scrapped in 2010, effective with 2016 census. Personal life. Trudeau first met Sophie Gregory when they were both children growing up in Montreal. Gregory was a classmate and childhood friend of Trudeau's youngest brother, Mitchell. They reconnected as adults in June 2003, when Gregory was by then a Quebec television personality, was assigned at Trudeau's co-host for a charity ball. They began dating several months later. Trudeau and Gregory became engaged in October 2004 and married on May 28, 2005, in a Roman Catholic ceremony at Montreal Saint Madeleine de Outremont Church. They have three children, Javier James, born October 18, 2007, Ella Grace Margaret, born February 5, 2009, and Hadrian Gregory, born February 28, 2014. In June 2013, 2 months after Trudeau became the leader of the Liberal Party, the couple sold their home in Côte des Neiges, neighborhood of Montreal. They began living in a rented home in Ottawa's Rockcliffe Park, the neighborhood near where Trudeau resided as a child during his father's time as prime minister. On August 18, 2014, an intruder broke into the house while Gregory and the couple's three children were sleeping and left a threatening note. However, nothing was stolen and there was no damage to the property. Following the incident, Trudeau, who was in Winnipeg at the time of break-in, stated his intention to inquire with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police about his home security. After his 2015 electoral victory, Trudeau opted to live at Rideau Cottage on the grounds of Rideau Hall until necessary repairs were completed at 24 Success. Trudeau has a large earth inside a Haida Raven tattoo on his left arm. The tattoo is based on a design by Robert Davidson, a Haida artist whose grandmother ceremonially adopted Pierre Trudeau as a honorary member of the Haida tribe during 1976 trip to what was then called the Queen Charlotte Island. His great-great-great-great-great-grandfather is William Warquhar. For more information on published works and references, see the web page. Thank you.